Inside the Dorfhaus restaurants in Roxbury, musicians in feathered caps and lederhosen entertain nearly 100 diners who attack a Bavarian smorgasbord. Wiener Schnitzel, Spatzel, Knackwurst, and other Teutonic treats are heaped high on teetering plates. Bartender Marcus Kruger says of all the items, sauerkraut goes the fastest.
We can go through quite a bit for smorgasbords. I'd say we go through at least 100 pounds, probably.
Local diner Lisa Holstein gets ready for her first trip to the 30-foot-long buffet line.
I like sauerkraut baked with pork. It just gives it the added flavor.
Holstein says she's even making a small crock of her grandmother's sauerkraut recipe at home. But a few hours north, a more ambitious operation is underway.
These vats that you see are 32 feet in diameter, 24 feet high, and hold about 625 tons of cabbage each, which will ferment into sauerkraut.
Here in Bear Creek, Wisconsin, General Manager Ryan Down shows off his pride and joy, the Great Lakes Kraut Company. The fragrance of sauerkraut is heavy here, which also stings the eyes of the uninitiated. Down says that's just the smell of money.
It means a lot for our growers, for our employees. It's an important cog in the Bear Creek economy.
Behind Downs, a vacuum-like device siphons from a 2-ton mountain of pickled cabbage and injects the slaw into plastic bags, which workers then check for leaks and tears before shipping them worldwide.
Until a year or two ago, Germany was the sauerkraut capital of the world. In Wisconsin and New York, our two plants outproduced Germany by quite a bit. Last year, they did about 118,000 tons. We did 137,000 tons.
That output would fill nearly 7,000 semi-trucks, a fact sure to sting German sauerkraut promoters more than the factory air. But Eckhart Hengstenberg, president of the European Sauerkraut Producers, is upbeat.
I make congratulations to this company about their marketing and their production. And I ask them, for the benefit of the consumer and of the companies, to increase the sauerkraut consumption.
The Great Lakes Kraut Company's marketer, Yvonne Brown, is on the case. She says more and more health-conscious people are checking out sauerkraut's low-carb, vitamin-rich, and high-fiber qualities, and even using it to jazz up standard recipes.
From pizza to coconut macaroons to sauerkraut brownies, sushi. We even have a sushi sauerkraut recipe.
It's hard to gauge how big sushi sauerkraut and brownies will go over with American consumers. Back at the Dorfhaus in Roxbury, diner Jill Hagel says you just can't beat the classics.
Love it on brats, corned beef, Reubens, side dish plain, yep. I am very big into sauerkraut. Satisfies all those taste bud cravings. Keep on crowding.
Counting Hagel, Americans will eat nearly 390 million pounds of sauerkraut this year. Not a bad following, given that it was renamed Liberty Cabbage here during World War I. And while another war over who can roll out the most barrels of the sour slaw is stewing, it's only likely to please kraut crazies everywhere. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Parlare, orlare, parlare, orlare, 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 or